Let's get an update on the situation with Golden Arrow. Bronwyn Dyke-Becker joins me now, spokesperson for the bus service. Bronwyn, a very good afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, Mike, and good afternoon to everybody listening.
A sad conversation, and one that we have to have with you all too often. Exactly what happened? Was it this morning or late last night?
So yesterday evening, just before about 8 o'clock, one of our buses came under attack. Interestingly enough, there was nothing happening in the area. There was no protest action, but the bus was petrol bombed and subsequently burnt out completely. At the same time, there were two other attempts at petrol bombing, but these were unsuccessful. We then moved away from that area to another kind of area to operate our services. And then this morning, two more buses were attacked and failed petrol bombings. Once again, no protest action, nothing happening at the time. So very unclear as to what the motives are.
When you say a failed petrol bomb attack, what happened? Were they thrown and didn't explode, or what happened?
Yeah. They were thrown at the bus, and they were either they failed to detonate or they were thrown back out of the bus.
Thrown back out of the bus? I'm just thinking of the driver under those circumstances.
Absolutely. And we're very, very concerned. Like you said, it's absolutely essential that people are able to travel safely, our passengers and our staff. And we just can't let this continue. We obviously are working closely with SAPS. We are offering a 200,000 Rand reward for any information which leads to the arrest and conviction of those who are responsible. And anybody who does have any information is urged to call 0800 111 1167. We are also in talks with the city to look at re-establishing the special bus law enforcement unit. But what we really need is intelligence gathering, arrests, and SAPS to come through and help us. We need to be able to travel safely.
Are you putting in place special measures? Do you have anyone riding with your buses?
As I said, we did previously have the law enforcement unit that was operating, and we do believe that this is a law enforcement issue. We can't replace the role that SAPS has to play. We do have officials on the ground throughout Cape Town every single day helping to divert when we do sense that there is some kind of issue. But as I said, this morning, everything was quiet, everything was as normal, and unfortunately, these unknown perpetrators decided to attack our buses.
Where was this? You didn't specify. You said it was in Mfulani and you moved away from there. Was it close by that area?
Yes, it was Easter River Way and Old Fore.
That's an extraordinary situation. It really is that you're trying to run a bus service and you have to divert away from trouble and you have to counsel bus drivers who are throwing petrol bombs back out of their vehicles. It's very hard to imagine the stress it must be causing within the organization. Presumably everyone in Golden Arrow is taking strain on this.
Absolutely. Like I said, I think that people don't realize how much work is done on our end to try and stop incidents like this. So like I said, multiple officials on the ground, our operating tower operates 24 hours a day. We liaise with SAPS, law enforcement. We feedback information if we see that there's a flashpoint or if there seems to be some kind of protest action forming. And it's 24 hours a day that we have to do this, that we have to see, okay, we've got to move this bus, we can't operate there, so we'll have to go via this road. It's constant, and it's very, very difficult, but we have to provide the service. We have a duty to our passengers, and they shouldn't be disrupted, and they shouldn't have to fear for their safety, and we believe that something has to change.
Do you have any, I don't want you to speculate, but do you have any evidence that you work on as to who's behind this? Do you receive threats? Do you have any clear indication of what's going on here?
No, and this is why the intelligence gathering is so important. There's a lot of speculation as to who it could be. Sometimes it does seem to be linked to protest action. It could be criminal opportunists. But we really do want to know who is responsible for this and why they're doing it, because it's so senseless and so dangerous.
Thank you very much indeed, Bronwyn. My thoughts are with you and everyone at Golden Arrow, and particularly people who have to drive buses in these circumstances.